Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 5. Today, I have the story of 3 teen cross-country runners. As an ex-teacher, these and all school-age kids are close to my heart, this age group particularly because most of my teaching was in high schools. This is actually an article I wrote for Florida Running and Triathlon magazine. I write an article for each issue, and the article always features several runners embarking on some new running adventure. This article is titled, 3 Teens Discover the Challenge and Excitement of Cross-Country Running. A look at the teen years of the most accomplished leaders reveals a common thread, involvement in team sports in school. Ask any of them, and they will tell you the experience was invaluable. They'll tell you they learned to work hard, really hard, and to see the big picture. Not what was necessarily best for them as an individual, but what was best for the team. In some cases, they tasted leadership for the first time, but equally important, they learned how to be a team player. That is reason enough to play team sports, but I didn't even mention fitness. And while all sports are worthwhile, I would say the ones that promise the greatest impact on lifelong fitness are the ones that easily carry over into adulthood. Because road races are accessible to virtually everyone, everywhere, getting started in either of those endeavors as a youth virtually guarantees fitness for life because few runners will ever stop running. That means participation in school cross-country teams has an immeasurable impact on life. And I don't think that's an overstatement. Ask the 3 runners profiled here whether they ever expect to give up running, and the happy answer will be an emphatic no, no, and no. Meet 3 high school cross-country first-timers. Lionel Ochoa ran for Berkeley High School, Chelsea Bedingfield for Steinbrenner High School, and Lane Schneider for George Jenkins High School. Ochoa and Schneider, both freshmen, after the experience of just one season, definitely plan to continue running throughout high school. Bedingfield, a senior, wishes she had gone out for the team sooner, but she is very happy to have at least had the opportunity to experience one season of cross-country. As the new school year approaches, every student experiences some level of excitement, but students going out for fall sports have more to be excited about. It's their first time running cross-country and their first year of high school. There's a lot more on their minds than math and science as the new school year approaches, and so it was with Ochoa and Schneider. Ochoa had been running since 5th grade, but he says he got serious about it in 7th grade. After playing soccer, basketball, and tennis, he decided to focus on running. So, it was a given that he would go out for the cross-country team in high school. Even though he already had confidence from past successes, Ochoa still felt such anxiety that he put off even contacting the cross-country coach until September. By that time, both the varsity and junior varsity had been training for weeks. He knew immediately that high school running would be much different from middle school, where all workouts centered around speed. High school practices, on the other hand, focus on endurance as well as speed. "This small change made my times drop like a landslide," he said. Now that the season is over, his one regret is not getting started sooner. While Ochoa is more than pleased with his PR, which means personal record, of 16 minutes, 40 seconds, he realizes he still might have been a few seconds faster if he had started training with the team sooner. Now Ochoa looks forward to track season next year, a very different type of running. While cross-country is all about running as a team, now Ochoa looks forward to track season, a very different type of running. While cross-country is all about running as a team, track is all about who can run the fastest, he said. Then he's planning on training hard during the summer, while some of his competitors are sitting on the couch watching TV. That sounds like a winning strategy to me. Schneider, too, felt anxiety as the school year approached, being a freshman and it being his first cross-country season. The fact that his older brother was the team captain made him even more given him a sense of ease in one sense, but he worried that it might have created greater expectations, too. The night before the first meet, Schneider recalls getting little sleep due to worries that he would be last or that he'd take a wrong turn. Such worries are common among newer runners in the running community, and I've heard them many times. The hardest part for him was training in the afternoon Florida heat. He said, the practices in the summer were in the morning, so not as hot, and we were fresh, but not after a day of school. Like many runners, Schneider developed his own pre-race ritual, a banana, blueberry muffin, and juice for breakfast, and wearing the same shorts in every race. Looking back on his first season, Schneider says he wishes he had pushed himself harder. But he will have plenty of time to do that in the next 3 years of high school. Next on his agenda is track season. He plans to run the 2 mile and mile. His 2014 cross-country goal is to move up to varsity, and he would eventually like to follow in his brother's footsteps and be team captain. His advice for people thinking about going out for cross-country? Just try it. I'm glad I did. I met a lot of people that are now my friends. Bedingfield's main sport has always been softball, and she started running 18 months ago to stay in shape for softball season. But she had some road races, but she has done some road races before. In fact, it has become a family tradition that she and her dad run the Lutz Independence Day 5K every summer. As a senior, with many friends on the team, she wasn't too anxious before the season. But before the first meet, like Schneider, Bedingfield worried about coming in last. She said, I wanted to impress my best friend, the team captain, because she was excited for me, and I wanted to prove that I could do this and be good at it too. It went well, and she improved her time with every meet during the season. But the hardest part of the season for Bedingfield was not the running. It was the coping. She was loving running cross-country until a stress fracture in her lower knee abruptly ended her season, forcing her to miss the last 2 meets. That's a tough experience, but one many runners experience at some point in their career. Now she's back running and looking to future challenges, 5K races in the near future, but eventually a half marathon and marathon. She said, it's exciting to think how good of a runner you could be if you just kept up with it, and she plans to find out. One day, Bedingfield hopes to run a marathon alongside her father, Milt, the veteran of 10 Ironman triathlons. With that kind of DNA, I bet there's even a triathlon or two in her future. All three athletes were forced to carefully manage their time. As an ex-teacher, I know from experience that many parents worry that their kids' grades will suffer when they start to play a sport. What I saw in 15 years of teaching was that participating in extracurricular activities forced students to better manage their time, a critical accomplishment, because that's a life skill as important to their future success as anything else they learned in school. Bedingfield said, it made me manage my time better. I would go to school, go to practice, come home, shower, eat dinner, do homework, and go to bed 5 days a week. And Schneider made a good point. He said that having less time for studies actually forced him to stay focused. Expect to see the names Lionel Ochoa, Lane Schneider, and Chelsea Bedingfield in race results for the next 30 years or so. These three will only get faster. And now today's quote. Oprah Winfrey said this after completing the 1994 Marine Corps Marathon in 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 20 seconds. Running is the greatest metaphor for life because you get out of it what you put into it.